get under.
Right. Today's February 10th, 1987, and we're talking about recipes.
Got any at all? I mean, I don't have any.
What was your favorite recipe when you were at home cooking?
Spaghetti. Actually, I don't remember any of them.
What was your favorite thing to make?
Huh?
What did you like to cook best?
Oh, I don't remember exactly. I used to have hot dishes.
Hot dishes?
And
Well, let's let somebody else start, and you think about it. Maybe you'll... Okay. Did you say spaghetti?
I said spaghetti.
Did you have a special way to make spaghetti?
Yes. We made it all together instead of having the noodles and then pouring your meat sauce over it. We mixed it all together.
Now, this was your house and not your mother.
That is a family recipe.
Okay.
Yep.
So who got the... Where did the recipe come to begin with?
Well, Mother got it from her sister, and she got it from her sister-in-law, and where she got it, I don't know.
Did anybody keep changing
well,
it just a
little
bit?
Well, she
said
she got it from her sister. No, okay, it never changed.
So it stayed the same.
Yeah.
Hamburger?
Hamburger. And then you put tomatoes. You first fry bacon. Chop up your bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add your boil your noodles and mix that all together. There's the bacon and tomatoes and cheese and peppers and your noodles, and you mix that all together instead of having it separate.
Do you cook the noodles first and put in, or do you put them in raw?
Well, you cook the noodles first.
Okay.
And then you put the rest of the stuff in. You put the bacon in.
But that bacon had a nice flavor.
It's a different recipe, and it is good.
Yeah. Was it fast to make?
Well, in the preparation, you're cutting up the bacon and all that, but after you get everything cut up, right?
I think that is the worst part of it, just like making soup. It isn't bad once you get everything all cleaned and peeled.
Yeah.
Is there any special occasion that you had your spaghetti? Just whatever you felt like making it.
I felt like having some. I loved it. I loved it so well that my mother, whenever I went home, we'd go to supper, my dad would come out and look. He says, "Yep, Glenn's home. We got spaghetti." He'd always make it when I'd come home.
That's one of our kids, when she comes home, wants corned beef hot dish. You know, it's just plain old, simple recipe that takes you about 10 minutes to make and however long to bake it. That's, we always know when she's coming, we get some corned beef and make corned beef.
With your hot dish. Mm-hmm. So I guess we've all got a lot of hot dish recipes, because I can remember when they came out. Goodness, everybody and his puppy dog was baking a hot dish.
When did they come out?
Oh, that was in the 30s, I think.
Did it have anything to do with the Depression? And what did you eat before that? Meat and potatoes?
Meat and potatoes. Well, there was oatmeal. Oatmeal was a great substitute for everything.
Cornmeal, too.
Yeah, cornmeal. Mm-hmm. Make cornmeal mush and fry it afterwards.
So did you use leftovers in your hot dishes then, or did you start from scratch?
I think that's where the expression came, cleaning out the refrigerator.
Oh, you could make some pretty good hot dishes that way. I know, I do that every, I'm used to when I had everybody home. We call it refrigerator hot dish. Almost just about everything that we had got in it.
That's like when my mother would make a soup. She put everything in it, you know, and my dad, he'd say, "There's everything in there but the kitchen sink." And she says, "I'd put that in there too, but it's fastened to the wall."
What was your favorite thing to make?
Well, bacon bread. Sweet rolls and raised donuts. Angel food cakes. Johnny cake.
Now, did you get those recipes from your family or from your mother or just from cookbooks?
No, just of course, angel food, I have to go by recipe for that.
Did you go have a recipe for the bread or did you just do it by how
it
looked?
I just knew what to put in there.
You just did it without thinking. How many times did you bake bread a week?
Well, I baked 3 times a week. But when I had threshers, I baked every day.
What time do you have to get up in the morning to have that ready by noon?
Well, I would take and punch it down and put it by the stove. Then about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I had to go out and punch it down again and put it in loaves.
Did you use the potato water for a starter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How was that? What's potato?
You saved your potato water from your cooked potatoes.
Your potatoes and save that water. Mm-hmm.
Seems like your bread got better by that way.
I think it made better bread.
Why is that?
The starch in it, I guess. The starch in it.
Did it have? You always had little yeast, you know, from this baking and then the next baking, you know, you added to it, see.
You had a starter. Just use the regular little cakes, the fleshman yeast.
I used the fleshman yeast.
They didn't have, did they have dry yeast then, or did...
Mm-hmm. Was, yeah, it was dry yeast.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about compressed yeast until after I was married.
What did you use?
Dry
she
yeast.
She said the starter.
Or dry yeast.
She used the starter.
It was starter.
But my mother didn't use that.
What did she use?
She didn't use any of these.
What's a starter?
Well, they take potato water. I can't even remember, but I used to make it. And then you let that stand. For instance, you're baking bread today. And the next time you bake bread, then you have your starter. You have your yeast. It's already dumped so much in your batter or dough or whatever you call it. And then that would raise your bread.
You mean you put the yeast in the potato water?
Yeah.
And that ferments and makes?
Come up quite high, you know. Mm-hmm. You dump some of that in, but you'd always just save a little bit for the next time. Yeah. Of course, my mother never used that. She always used the dry yeast, you know, used to get the square.
How much water would you use to a package of yeast?
Oh, we didn't have very much because we always had a little jar. If I can remember right, it always stood on the range, on top of the range, covered.
You had to keep it warm, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Potato water and yeast in a jar that was maybe 3 inches tall,
yeah,
and
like
3 inches around or something?
And you take so much.
You use so much of it, then you add it to that starter again.
So you had it. A new batch each time, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can remember my mother had a favorite, and she always, you know, used to have the coffee parties. And she would always make what she called an apple cake. She would take and butter toast or bread, and then she would dry it in the oven. And then she'd put a layer of dry bread crumbs, and then an apple or jelly or something that you had with that. And she'd keep laying that. She had a pan about so deep.
4 inches?
It was more, maybe it was 5 inches.
Mm.
And she'd keep layers it up. And then she'd put breadcrumbs on the last. She used a lot of butter on it. And then she'd turn it up, bake it, and turn it upside down. And then you had the breadcrumbs on the top too. And then she used to use a big dab of whipped cream. Real cream on.
Mm.
They served that for lunch.
Mm.
I can remember.
Sounds
that.
Good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was very good.
I used to make a sour cream chocolate cake too. And then a sweet cream white cake because we had the cream on the farm.
Was she talking about that? We used to make cake that we could have people.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Well, you made like a cake dough, and then you take the apples and pare them, you know, just the slices they were, and then you'd lay them one after the other, and then you make another covering on it, and then bake it.
Mm, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Of course, it's a cooked applesauce that you used for that.
Well, you cooked applesauce. Uh-huh. Well, we just took the raw apple.
No, these were cooked applesauce.
And just little thin slices, you know. Layers and covered them.
Very nice.
What is your favorite, dear?
What did you like to bake, to cook the best?
Oh, did you have time to cook since you were so good at sewing?
Did you make any Danish dishes?
Oh, yeah.
Did you make Ebelskivers?
Oh, yeah. I made them, too.
And my mother-in-law makes those, and our kids eat those by the dozen.
I'll tell you one thing. I never cooked in an old country. But I had to learn it over here.
Oh, you did?
And I was going to make bread. I was already married. And I couldn't understand. It didn't want to raise, you know. So I didn't want to tell my husband I couldn't make bread. So I went outside and broke a hole in the ground. I put the dough in there, covered up. Well, sometime later, I went by that path, and the sun had shined on the earth, the dirt, and raised the dough. Oh, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want my husband to know. But then I had to go cover up again.
Oh, yes.
I'll never forget that. I went by here. It was up that high.
Then you would have had good bread.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell him the story?
No. I did later on, but I waited quite a while.
You were telling about it.
No. I never cooked in the old country, so I had to learn it the hard way.
So you had to learn it from American cookbooks?
Yeah, we had cookbooks.
No, I mean you had to learn them from American measurements and everything else over here.
Yeah, I had to learn how to cook.
What was your favorite meat dish that you cooked?
Oh, I can't remember. I like mostly anything.
One thing that favorite was always the spare ribs.
Spare ribs.
I like bread.
Just remember that a minute. Used to make bread, Carrie?
Well, I'm going back to bread. I like bread, but I couldn't take it. I said, we had these stoves with a warming oven up.
Uh-huh.
I took a cup of warm water.
And
put my yeast bowl come in a package. One, two, bread.
Was it dry or was it?
Yeah, it was dry.
Okay.
Square.
Square.
Put it in there and then
yeast foam, you call it?
Yeah, to soak it up.
Yeah.
Warm. And sometime a little brown sugar. We figured that would be a little, raise it up a little quick. And then when it got all ready, we had our, you know, mixing our pan. And then we'd put it in with our flour. Water and maybe a little milk and a little salt and stir it all up, you know. The rest knows how to.
Did you make white bread or wheat?
White bread.
White bread.
We had the dark, but I don't remember too much. We just had that too, but we had our white bread.
You liked white bread the best?
That was the kind we usually had.
How many loaves did you bake a week?
We didn't bake only about 4 loaves. And then afterwards, when I got married, we had made so many. And then I made a coffee cookin, they called it.
Coffee cookin?
Yeah.
Like apple cookin over here.
Yeah. And we made that, and then we put it in a round
ring
by tin.
Mm-hmm.
And pressed it, and then we took it and got on the top. We took half kind of cream like on there, and then a little cinnamon, a little sugar, and the boy always liked that.
That sounds good. You're making me hungry.
Well, make some coffee cake. Make coffee cake.
Coffee cake.
And we had that for two kind of, and I put raisins in it. Cake.
Doesn't that sound good?
So it did. We had a pretty good day with it.
Did you used to stop in the mid-morning for coffee and have those good things in those days? Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law always did that.
Mm-hmm. We always had coffee.
What were you going to say, Agnes?
Oh, I'm hip tongue. I was going to say, Frida, she spoke out about the table school.
Yeah.
I made them. I have the pan. You know, it's a heavy iron skillet, I would call it. It's got seven holes in it. And you drop the dough in there.
You have to turn them all over.
And then it brown on both sides. And we used to put apple in ours.
Oh, I bet that was good.
We used to use candy.
the new bathroom.
Oh, they're sure making a lot of noise in there.
They're knocking out a wall.
Oh, gosh.
That was always a kind of a treat.
Where did you get the recipe?
It was Mother's, my mother's.
Did you get your apple skiver recipe from your mother?
No. I bought the iron recipe.
On it.
The recipe come along.
Did you eat that in Denmark? Apple skivers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They always had them.
Do they have them for breakfast or lunch or dinner?
No.
Or
for coffee.
For coffee.
When you have yours, you have it with the new sausages.
I've never made them because I don't have a pan, but my mother-in-law makes them because she's Danish and her family came from Denmark.
And then you dip them in sugar.
Dip them in sugar. And our kids would just, I don't know how many they ate. Hundreds of them, it seemed like. She cooked those things.
That was always a Christmas supper.
When our oldest daughter got married, she gave her an Apple Skiver pan and her recipe that came from her mother. So that was special.
I can remember a batch of bread I made. It braised up and everything, and I put it in the oven, and when it came out of the oven, it was flat and it was only about this high.
Sounds like my bread.
I took it and put it in a pan, going to feed it to the pigs. My sister and her husband from Montana, they came out to visit with us, and she says, "What in the world is in that pan there?" And I said, "That's my bread." "What in the world did you ever do?" "Don't ask me. I don't know what happened." But then she gave me a recipe for the bread that I could start in the morning, and by noon I had to bake it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
Oh, I can't even remember that anymore. It was quick, though.
You have to put it on there. You have to get it started off early. You know, and let it rise.
Get the pounding on the wall over here now.
Yeah. And then she showed me how to make dumplings, real light dumplings.
And what was the secret to the dumplings?
Well, the way she made them, she
nice and light.
Yeah. She took milk and flour and baking powder and an egg. And you put that all up together and then put it into your hot broth.
Liquid.
And they got about that big around, about that high.
Oh, gosh.
The baking powder, I suppose, did it.
Well, she made a bacon powder biscuit, but she used soda in the other ones.
My mother used to make those soda biscuits. What were they? They weren't called soda. They were called.
I don't what they were called. We just call them
drop biscuits.
I can't even remember it.
Drop biscuits.
Drop biscuits. They called them instead of rolling them. They made them and then dropped.
Dropped them in the hot liquid of whatever you were cooking.
They
chicken
special. Here one night.
Mm-hmm. Chicken and dumplings, that's good.
Gee, that makes me hungry. I think I'll go home and cook some of that.
Well, that was the most sorriest looking bread you ever watched. It looked like a lot of bricks in there. That's what it looked like. And of course, I baked a big batch of 6 loaves. But I don't understand it. That's the first time I ever had a bad batch like that.
Maybe something was wrong with your oven.
It could have been the yeast, too.
I used to make baking powder biscuits with
that. So, my sister always couldn't get over. She laughed last time I baked.
Mm-hmm. And my brother had us one night about 4. He called, lived in Albert Lee, and he wanted my mother and husband and I to come down for supper. And he had honey. I can't eat the honey, but he had jelly and biscuit. And we thought, my, that was foolish to have to go way down there for supper. But he was pretty good at making biscuits. And so we had biscuits.
But I think that was one of the first recipes that came out on the biscuit box.
Yeah.
Was their biscuit recipe.
Their life.
And then their waffles. Made waffles.
They make delicious biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never cared for them. I always made my own waffles. They were much lighter.
That's what I think about pancakes, too. I think it's better to make your own pancake mix than to buy that stuff. Unless you're going camping. Then you just buy it and cook it outside. Anything tastes good.
Another dish that my grandmother used to make was possum
pepper. Possum pepper, that's that rabbit?
That's rabbit.
How'd she do that?
Well, she made it up just like a stew, and then just spices and...
This is your grandmother, no?
My grandmother. My mother's.
How did they know that the rabbit didn't have tularemia?
Well, they didn't know at that time. Nobody thought of that. It wasn't until years later.
I don't think they were diseased at that time.
That came out. The same way with pork.
Yeah.
Nobody
Years ago, the rabbits weren't diseased at all.
No, you never thought of diseased pork either.
Uh-huh.
Now, are these rabbits that you raised or rabbits that were wild?
No, they were wild. When I killed them.
Yeah. But it was surely good soup, I can tell you that. And she used a lot of bay leaves in it.
Bay leaves are good.
Yeah.
I would boil the rabbit first. It was quite done. Then I'd put it in a pan. Then I'd pour cream over that and put it in the oven.
That's the way I do pheasant.
That was good that day.
Oh, gee. Yeah. I am trying to lose some weight, ladies.
We all are.
Yeah, we all are. But over Christmas, boy, oh boy.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I just put it all on as fast as I could. Alice, you got any favorite recipes that you like to make when you were cooking in your kitchen? Or your mother's recipes?
Well, it was my grandmother's English plum pudding.
Oh, does that sound good?
I don't remember the recipe, though.
She made it at Christmas time?
Yes.
And if you went to Grandma's at Christmas, you knew you were going to get that?
Yes. It was good, too.
Did that come from England?
Yes.
The recipe?
Yes.
So she got it from her family?
Yes.
And did you get the recipe from her?
Yes, I did.
And so you made it too?
Yes. It was good.
Did you pass it on to your family?
Yes, they all have it.
Well, that's going to be an antique recipe someday.
What did she bake it in, do you remember? What did she bake the pudding in?
I don't remember.
What kind of a pan?
I don't remember.
Did she cook it on the stove? I like steam it?
Use a steamer.
A steamer.
Boiling, you know, in the boiling.
Uh-huh.
Boiling pot.
Mom used to put hers in a tube pan, but the suet pudding she used to save for baking powder cans, and then punch out the one end, and then pour the dough in that, and then steam it in those cans.
Oh, so she had little ones.
That's the way that Mother Wood did when we got married. Some of it they put in the top of a double boiler, you know,
And then after they steam it, then it gets being cooked. And then they slice it off, you see. Then she had a pudding. I mean a dressing or whatever you call it.
Sauce?
Sauce. Oh, that was good.
What was in the sauce?
Well, I don't know. She put in I had it too. They gave it
was
to
it
me.
A rum sauce?
Huh?
A rum sauce?
No, there wasn't any rum in that. Oh, I don't think she'd put rum
they
in it.
They had a lemon sauce too.
Lemon sauce?
She wouldn't put rum
she
in it.
She wouldn't put rum in it.
But she put in there's raisins, I think, and you know,
the spices. Did sauce have lemon in it?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember about that, but she had was it citron to put in the suet? They had suet to put in, and they had saved that, and then they put raisins in and spices, and two, and they had enough to set. It's been so long ago, but
suet
I had
pudding. Did they have a pan that she put it in? Special size pan, or did she use cans?
Well, they put it as baking powder
can.
Some regular can too. They do some of it.
Save all her baking powder cans.
Yeah.
Did they slide it out the other end then?
Yeah. Well, they got it out somehow. It steamed.
When you cut it
come out.
Just had a nice
it come out.
Round slice.
If you steam it,
you didn't want much for
it. You had to. I think you had to kind of grease her. You'd have to for it to come out. Anyway, it usually come out pretty good. I used it too. I had the recipe. I didn't make too much of it. I didn't make too much of it, but the mother would add it every year, every Christmas. Had to have that pudding.
Reminds you of the dentist, doesn't it?
And I gotta go to him here tomorrow.
What's that?
They're fixing something next in the next room.
That's a new bathroom for you.
Oh, that's right.
My mother used to make what they call a Boston brown bread.
Yeah.
And she put it in a can about this high, about that big around.
Yeah.
And then she set it in another big kettle with water. And it must have been 4 hours. But
and then covered.
When it came out, it was just as nice and round. And
didn't she always have a cover on top?
All the cover on top, too.
Steam. Mm-hmm.
Boston brown bread.
Yes, that's what
means. Oh, that was good.
You don't hear that anymore either.
English plum pudding by Grandma Skinner.
Grandma Skinner.
You want it down further?
Nope. Did you spend all day cooking back in those days? Took a lot more time to cook.
A lot more time, yes it did.
Especially on Saturday when you did your baking.
The sweet baking, like cakes and pies and things?
And my raised donuts, when I was frying them in the grease, I'd scrub a place on the floor, get up and turn them over and get down and scrub the floor again. And
then you save the holes?
Oh yeah, I have to save the what you cut out and that's what's for the kids.
That was what my brother and I got were the holes.
Those are good.
And then when I was baking bread, I would cut off chunks like this. And then I'd fry them in deep grease. And so when the kids came home, I rolled them in sugar. And then there was...
Just bread dough chunks.
Mm-hmm. Punchkies. That's what my father-in-law said they were called, punchkies.
Because you had to punch out the hole.
So you just took regular bread dough?
Yeah, just take a piece of bread dough, put it in hot grease.
Did you call it fried bread?
I don't know. It's
punchkies.
Deep fried, yeah.
No, we use cream in our donuts. We never made it with what they call the cake dough. We never made that with the sour cream.
Ooh, sour cream donuts. Does that sound good?
Yeah, very good. Then I used to make pumpkin soup, and my kids were just crazy over that.
How did you make that?
Well, you take some milk and warm it on the stove, and then you take the pumpkin put in there, and you boil that all together, and, you know, keep stirring it. And then you take and make little hard dumplings and put in there. And then you take cinnamon sticks and put in there, too, so that gives it a little flavor. pumpkin soup. My kids and girls were talking about it the other day. I said, Ma, that was so good.
Yes, it was.
I suppose that was a German dish, I don't know.
Probably.
Well, mine would all be English.
Your folks, some of your folks came from England?
Yes, Grandma Skinner.
I did. My, some of mine did too.
Yes, from England. English recipe.
What else did you like to eat or make, Gallus?
Well, that English plum pudding would be
cool. Uh huh. What kind of meat dishes did you like to eat?
Oh, mince pie.
Mince pie.
Yeah, and you, what did you suppose we made it out of? Green tomatoes.
Green tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, green tomatoes.
Oh, and I forgot.
That was good.
Green tomatoes. I remember, but I don't remember the recipe. But see, there was good. Mince meat pie. It was good.
Our neighbors used to make mince meat out of deer meat. Was that ever good?
Out of what?
How did they do that?
Deer meat.
Deer meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, they grind up the meat, I know that.
Do you have to season it then and let it sit, or?
I don't know what she did. I never did get the recipe. But after he'd go hunting, she'd get parts of that deer, and she'd always grind it up and make her mince meat.
Hmm. I used to make sweet and sour meat out when I was butcher. I would take them, cut up some of the liver of the pig, and the heart, and the tongue, and sometimes a piece of side pork. And I boiled that all together till it was done. Then I put it in a frying pan and pour some of that juice that was boiled in, and then I'd take and thicken that, and vinegar, and then some sugar, and called sweet and sour meat.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my men folks, they all like that. Well, so did my kids.
When you get
this
sweet and sour pork now, I just love it. Sweet and sour chicken.
I like sweet and sour pork. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I made more cake.
You made more cakes?
Well, I used to, but I don't know. I don't have any recipes.
How about your mother? What was her favorite thing
to
make?
My mother? Well, she was a... pie was hers. She used to make grape pie and apple pie.
Come in.
Apple pie.
Hi.
I wonder if I can bother you again.
Okay.
For a little bit.
Did you have your own grapes, Carrie?
My mother liked apple pie.
Did you have your own grapes, or did you have to buy them?
Well, we bought them. Grapes. Out on the farm, they had grapes, but they didn't make the pie. But my mother made pie. She bought the grapes. And, you know, you could buy
them. Nice basket.
Goodness, you could buy them for 25 cents or less for a whole basket, you know, years ago.
Those big Concord grapes?
Mm-hmm. Regular blue. Yeah, Concord.
My mother-in-law makes those.
Regular Concord grapes.
The only trouble you have to.
And she made.
Let me get your hands off, Steve.
Apple pie was your favorite pie. She'd make it big.
I cannot make apple pie. It gets all up like this, and I get it out of the oven and falls right in. But I can make other kinds of pies, but apple pie. It tastes good, but it looks terrible.
We had a kind of a pattern that we put, you know, it runs over in the oven.
Oh, yeah. Apple pie. Right.
And so somebody told us. So she makes her, made her pie, apple pie. I made some of it too later, but she did it right up in Ojai. And then she'd take a piece of white cloth, about that wide, and cut it long strip. And then she put this wetted so it wouldn't stick, and wetted. Put it all around the pie.
Put it,
around the pie.
Yeah.
Well, then you see when your juice runs, it runs right into that cloth, and it stays around in the
cloth.
And so she made her pie, and I tell you, they hardly do it then. But you have to wet the cloth good, or else it pulls
the crust
edge off.
Yeah.
And then you take it kind of carefully.
You want grapes?
Yes.
Put it in that.
I'm going to try that because I don't like cleaning that oven.
Really, it works pretty good. I got it so too. And when you get your pie, apple pie, well, you just take and wet around here, kind of wet. And then you wet your cloth. You take a piece of white cloth about that long, wide, and put it right around so that it laps over both sides, inside out.
Okay.
And you put it right around your pie. And then you see when the juice comes up, it runs in. And if it runs up when you make them hold, and if it runs, it runs back down into that pie.
Okay. I'm going to try it.
It's pretty good. I won't guarantee it perfect, but it's pretty good.
I'm going to try it.
And then it goes into that tub.
That's the trouble with an apple.
And that keeps it from running into the oven.
But I had a thing to set my apple pie in.
My mother had she was.
And my mother used to make what they call a black molasses cake with raisins and currants in it. And I asked her how to make it. She says, I can't tell you, because it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I've got a kid yesterday, my grandmother took us hickory nut cake, because Wisconsin had a lot of hickory nuts.
Oh, was that good?
Oh, was that ever good? It was made with brown sugar.
Like pecans? Like pecans?
No, they're little bitty things, and they're pesky little things to crack to and get out. But they're about the size of a hazelnut.
I don't think you can get just one.
They're good.
I think it's in the bag.
And then she'd make a sour cream hickory nut frosting and filling.
Oh, doesn't that sound good?
You know, the old cooking was so rich. Everything was creams and butters and everything. Here we're all trying to reduce them.
Now we got margarine and corn oil and
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip, yeah, that isn't the same, is it?
That's the whipped cream.
Well, I'll close this and let her ask you what you...
In your experiments. Yeah. That was always time, so...
One thing I didn't like for cooking is when I'd have the thrashers. And I have to peel all those potatoes.
How many potatoes did you peel for thrashers? Now, that was at noon, huh?
And I have to have some left for supper, too.
They stayed for supper, too?
Mm-hmm. I must peel about half a bushel.
Oh, my gosh. What did you cook them in?
Great big kale.
Did you mash them or just...
No, they mashed their own.
Just the boiled potatoes, so...
Then for supper, cut them up and fry them.
Well, how much did you have meat then?
Oh, yeah, it's different kinds of meats.
Did you have to make gravy?
Yeah.
You must have quite a lot of gravy.
Yeah. For dinner, we have either roast pork, roast beef, chicken.
How much gravy would you make for all? How many thrashers did you have?
Well, sometimes we have 14 and 12 or 14.
Plus your family.
I see that the neighbors around would all get together and thrash together.
And you had a
Buying them out
roots, too.
Yeah, and I take lunch up to them, too, in the afternoon. Yeah.
What did they have for lunch?
Well, Jenny made sandwiches, pickles, and then Jenny sent out maybe a cake or cookies or else my raised donuts that they made.
They drank a lot of coffee.
I had one of those great big coffee pots.
A lot of work. Yeah. You clean up after one meal, you're right into
right
the next
into the
one.
Right into the next one.
Yeah.
But I suppose you never thought anything of it.
No. I knew it would have to be done, and so, and we generally would have them 4 days. And the fourth day, I didn't even know what to cook anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure. And baking all that bread, too.
Well, then was the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Good old days.
I think the best was when you buried your dough.
Yeah.
What's this?
She buried her dough. She put it in the ground, buried it.
Why? Yeah.
And then it started to raise the dirt right up.
so surprised when I had to hurry up and get some more dinner.
Alice, what'd you like best about cooking?
Well, the baking. My husband and grandmother came from England, old-fashioned English. And they had old-fashioned English plum pudding.
You like that?
We always had that, you know.
How about Yorkshire pudding? What? Ever have Yorkshire pudding?
No, I never used that.
Did you have thrashers and big crowds of people like that
to cook for?
Oh,
yes. My mother was the one that did that, because I was just a young girl.
Did you help her then when you were
yes,
youngster?
Oh, yes, table clear like this, clear full, you know. Sure.
Did you have to help with the dishes? And
oh, all of that. But the best part of it, we had a man cook, and he'd sit in a chair and straddle his legs.
Span between his legs?
Yeah. No, the chair in between his legs. And he'd hold his hand and leave that finger sticking out. Those kids bite it.
Oh! The little finger?
Yeah, we bite it.
Oh, gosh.
That was a...
He cooked?
We had more fun with that.
Did he cook?
Yes, he was a main cook, really.
For thrashing?
Yeah, there was a big... This is out west, you know, in a ranch, you know. Where my mother was, and yes, he was a main cook, and boy, oh boy, did they have the tables full of men, you know, and did we ever cook. Yeah, I sure learned how to wash dishes.
Yeah. What kinds of things did he cook?
Well, now, so
did he cook every day? Did he just live there and cook for all the ranch hands?
Yes. Well, the ranch hands, when the season was on, you know. And, did all those things, my mother, and of course I was with my mother. That is one man that was asleep in his chair and his fingers sticking out.
There's one thing about those men cooks, they sure know how to cook meat. Men are good meat cookers.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a man cook here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
He's a big bruiser, too.
Who's going to cook here?
And this man from Wales is coming to cook.
He used to be a cook in Creamery.
Hmm.
From Wales, and he used to cook in the Navy. He was a cook in the Navy, too.
That's when he was in the service. Probably that's where he learned it.
He probably can cook good meat. Mm-hmm. So you'll have good meat now.
The only thing about him is I don't like he's got a face full of whiskers.
Oh.
And I can't stand that. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really, truthfully, I get sick to my stomach when I see a man with a face full of whiskers.
Oh.
I just can't stand
him. Well, you'll have to avoid him.
I'll have to do this way when I'm at the table.
Is your other cook leaving?
One is gone, and then Danny is going to go, I guess. And
yeah, he's going to Rochester. He's got a job over there.
Down there.
And Julie left now for Georgia.
Yeah, she's gone. Mm-hmm. I see we got a new woman in the kitchen now. I don't know who she is. She's a small woman. Short.
They put the soup up on the counter, and she was so short she couldn't reach in there.
To get
so then
it out.
They had to put it way room. Down so she could. Then she had to stand on her tiptoes to reach down in that big kettle for the soup last night. See, yeah, she's so short.
I don't know who she is. And now with Carol leaving and Mindy's gone, goodness, we're having quite a shake-up. Mm-hmm. That seems kind of funny.
Do you ever have picnics outside here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On the patio.
On the patio.
Yeah.
That's fun too. The girls do the work at the on the grazer out there. Jean is usually the cook.
Okay. So you have barbecued things,
mm-hmm. And the way they do it, like one time the East End goes out for a picnic, and then the West End, and then up the south.
South thing. Mm-hmm.
have
That's
a day.
That's nice.
And then we go out to the lake out here. We have picnics out there. Clear Lake.
Oh, Clear Lake Pavilion. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yes, yeah. We went there. I was there too.
This summer they're planning, they wanted to go to Maplewood, but they weren't so sure how that would be. So they planned on that little, what do they call it, Sportsman's Park?
Uh-huh.
And me go over there.
Anything else about cooking? Because we're just getting down to the end here. Then we'll have to start on something else.
I like to bake. My family, I like to bake, bake chicken and that, and turkey for the family. I thought then I was kind of entertaining.
Yeah. What'd you keep your recipes in?
I had a little box, a recipe box. I kept them all. Each one had A, B, C, so on. I had pulled then some. And then I had a book. It was a White House book that they had.
It was called the White House Cookbook. Luther had one of those too. I've got it. And it's got a white cover on it, white leather cover, and a picture of the Capitol on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I had my recipes too in it. It was a regular wooden file box. Mm-hmm. And my granddaughter over in O'Thomas got it, and she said, "Grandma, when I don't know what else to make, I look in there to find out there's something different."
I have my grandmother's, and it's a book that opens this way. It's a cloth bound. And all the old books used to be cloth bound, and this is a cloth bound book.